A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Here we go. Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. Today is Tuesday. It's the 10th day of December. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 31 degrees.
Well, things look good on I-15, but a vehicle fire on I-84. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, Utah County led the state in huge population growth over the last 10 years.
And it was mainly from people moving in. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, new homes and new neighborhoods pop up constantly, especially around Vineyard, Alpine, Traverse Mountain. Smart Asset says Utah County is ninth in the nation for new building permits and second in the state for GDP growth. And the University of Utah says that Utah County's population grew by 26% from 2010 to 2019. Salt Lake County grew by 12%, each added more than 120,000 people. Experts say the trend will continue as outsiders look for jobs and cheaper housing. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Utah State Legislature's Tax Reform Committee has approved a new bill after a long public hearing at the Capitol.
The latest tax reform bill will most likely be voted on during a special session this week. It has gained support from a wide variety of groups, but there are still concerns, like how lower-income Utahns will pay for increased sales taxes on food and services. And Provost Senator Kurt Bramble's worried about how folks on Social Security will be taxed.
It's the folks on Social Security that are being taxed on that Social Security that have asked for a tax break. This bill does not necessarily provide that.
If passed, an average family would see a $300 income tax reduction. The child tax credit would increase to $2,500 a kid, and the food tax credit would be available to more people to offset those increases. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
One person is dead after a semi-truck crashed in Weber Canyon.
Semi that was eastbound, mile marker 96 on 84, and went off the road, crashed, and burst into flames.
Highway Patrol Lieutenant Justin Sheeney says the driver died at the scene. Firefighters ran into problems when the water they were using started freezing on the road.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Another nice day on tap for the Wasatch Front. We'll have partly cloudy skies.
The temperatures the past couple of days really haven't been all that bad. We've been around 40, which is near the average high for this time of year. So again, we'll call it seasonal. And that's where we're going to top out again for the next several days. We're near 40 today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Now, there's a slight chance of showers for tomorrow.
Grant says there's a much better chance of showers Friday and Saturday. Temperatures on Friday should mean those showers will be rain in the valley, snow in the mountains, but Saturday also looks like snow will drop into the valleys, at least along the benches.
Articles of impeachment appear ready to go. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, two articles of impeachment expected to be announced this morning by House Democrats against President Trump. The counts are obstruction of Congress and abuse of power. Democrats say the facts are undisputed, but Republican Doug Collins says
these are disputed facts. It'll be the first impeachment that is partisan on facts that are not agreed to.
The announcement set for 7 a.m. our time. The Justice Department Inspector General report finding 17 significant errors and omissions in the establishing of the Russia probe. But political bias was not the motive to investigate the Trump campaign. FBI Director Christopher Wray
does not impugn the integrity of the FBI.
But Attorney General Barr and the U.S. attorney investigating the FISA warrants disagrees with the report's conclusion. At least six people are dead in a shooting at a hospital in the Czech Republic. A suspect shot himself dead after a short search by police, a motive's unknown. And a couple from Indiana among those badly burned from the volcanic eruption off the coast of New Zealand. Five deaths confirmed after tourists were allowed on White Island after it showed signs of blowing up.
We'll commence a criminal investigation into the circumstances of the death and injuries.
Up to 13 people are feared killed in that eruption. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Government funding for Planned Parenthood is at stake in a lawsuit before the Missouri Supreme Court. State attorneys today will ask Supreme Court judges to back the Republican-led legislature's decision to block funding to Planned Parenthood clinics. A lower court previously ruled the move was unconstitutional. Planned Parenthood argues that some of its chapters provide preventative health care and not abortion and shouldn't be financially penalized.
A suburban St. Louis grade school is investigating an assignment that asks students to set prices for trading slaves.
The fifth grade assignment at the grade school in the Melville School District read, "Set your price for a slave. These could be worth a lot." After parents complained, school officials investigated. They say the assignment was designed to teach students market practices in colonial America. But the school principal acknowledges the assignment was culturally insensitive. Officials say the teacher, who has been placed on leave, expressed significant remorse over the outcry. The school plans to give cultural bias training to its teachers and staff. Kent Martin, ABC News, St. Louis.
You think it was culturally insensitive? Just a little. just a little bit culturally insensitive.
That look on your face is worth $1 million this morning. Coming up on KSL, a former Marine tries to stop a robbery, gets hit by a car, but says he has no regrets.
And KSL traffic.
So far, speeds are good on I-15, but a vehicle fire, possibly a semi, on I-84 near Peterson is affecting both directions of the freeway there. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL quarters for Christmas time, now 5:05.
Starting tomorrow, Lee Lunsbury.
I am drawn to news that is informing people and empowering people.
12:30 till 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Here's an unexpected holiday surprise. A flash sale on all earrings at Diamonds Direct. This weekend, 25% off. This is something we never do, but we made a last-minute decision. All earrings marked down an incredible 25%. Diamond studs. Diamond hoops. Colored gemstone earrings. All included. It is one truly epic earring event. What woman doesn't love a nice pair of diamond stud earrings for Christmas? Make it happen this weekend and save an unprecedented 25%. Special financing available too. Friday through Sunday only. And only at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct's just decided to squeeze in one more incredible event before Christmas. A flash sale on all earrings. This weekend. Yes! Save an unprecedented 25% off all earrings at Diamonds Direct. Get Diamonds Direct's unbeatable price plus an extra 25% savings. All diamond studs are included. So this is huge. Special financing too. Guys, you can never go wrong with a nice pair of diamond stud earrings. And you've never seen prices this low. It's Friday through Sunday only. A truly epic earring event at Diamonds Direct.
6400 South.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you? Volunteer or donate now at unitedway.org.
Hey, if you're just waking up with us this morning, it looks like we've got another spectacular day for weather that will be at or near seasonal normals with lots of sunshine this afternoon, but keeping an eye on another round of storm activity coming just in time for your weekend.
We're hearing from a former Marine who was hurt trying to stop a theft. Murray police say a father and son were selling an old cell phone in a parking lot Friday night when the prospective buyer snatched it.
Art did not want KSL to use his last name. He says he tried to stop the theft and got hit by a getaway car. KSL TV's Ashley Mosier has more in this in-depth report.
I heard the engine accelerating, and I turned around and looked, and it was right there. It hit me.
An unbelievable moment caught on camera.
The driver of the car was not going to stop for anything.
Art says he was parked near the 7-Eleven when he saw something out of the ordinary.
And I was getting ready to take another sip of coffee, and all of a sudden I heard thanks and yelling and somebody's car starting to drive off.
Police say it was a man who had just snatched a phone he said he wanted to buy from a father and son.
And I thought maybe there might be some life in risk, and so I took action, jumped out of my vehicle.
Art ran to grab the suspect, who was able to jump into the car that hit him.
I questioned whether it was a good idea at the time.
A broken nose, separated shoulder, road rash, bumps, and bruises. Art says his message for others is to have
better judgment. Just don't jump in something head first. I don't recommend this for everybody.
Any regrets?
No.
You okay, dude?
I'd do it again if it came down to it.
How many times have we heard authorities tell people that if you're going to make one of these exchanges, you buy something online, like at KSL.com, that you meet someone in a public parking lot where there are other people around?
But wasn't that a public parking lot?
It was.
But he was still taken off. This guy, like he says, I would recommend this for everybody.
Yeah.
But he had, I guess he had the skill set.
Think before you leave. And late yesterday, by the way, we learned there had been an arrest in that case.
Now, so that makes me happy, because at least his actions led to the satisfaction of knowing there was an arrest in the case.
Tell his shoulder that this morning.
Yes, I'm sorry.
5:09 means it's time for us to get a look at traffic here. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And as usual, Andy, I think this time of the morning, things are probably in pretty good shape.
Yeah, and as long as we don't have any storms or anything like that on the overnight, we start out in pretty good shape. That's what we're seeing. Full speeds on I-15 into Salt Lake City, both south from Ogden and north from Utah County into downtown. There is one stretch, though, of I-84 where a semi caught fire overnight. That's near Peterson's turnoff. That's a little bit east of a Mountain Green, but well before you get down towards Hennepin and Morgan. But a little bit of a slowdown in both directions. They may be forcing you off the freeway and right back on if you're heading east towards Echo. Missionary John H. Groberg and family return to Tonga and face their ultimate test of faith surrounded by the love and prayers of thousands. Own The Other Side of Heaven 2 DVD. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's check the weather forecast for today with you, Grant.
Well, it's fairly quiet again for today. We've got a mix of sun and clouds going by for this afternoon. Once again, temperatures like yesterday. We'll top right back out around 40. We'll say about 41, the high temperature, partly cloudy all in all. More clouds tomorrow, slight chance of rain and snow showers and 42. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let's see, a little cooler than it was yesterday at this time, 31 degrees.
I want to know more about this meeting between Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Zelensky of Ukraine. They're meeting for the first time in Paris to talk about the 5 years of war between their countries. And the possibility of ending it.
Yeah, and I need better understanding of this. We all understand Crimea and the fact that it was taken. But other than that, I think most of us are in the dark as to this relationship.
You know, I had no idea that 14,000 people have died in this war.
Yeah.
And so the leaders of France and also Germany are sort of moderating this meeting between the two of them, and we're going to find out more in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Look forward to sharing that and learning something along with you here at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks, as always, for waking up to Utah's news station.
There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Let me say that again. There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. And these strategies could mean tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Learn how you could take advantage of these strategies and get more from your Social Security benefits with a free, customized analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, who's been featured on ABC, NBC, and Fox News. To get this free Social Security analysis, you must be one of the first 10 callers right now at 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu. When we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ. What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast, automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Let me just give you a reminder first thing this morning that if you find something along the way that maybe we've missed in our traffic reports or you just want to be a part of the conversation this morning, we always look forward to hearing from you on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. Here's the number, 57500. KSL News Time, 514. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a state task force has given the green light to the new tax reform bill that could be voted on as early as this week. More people are supporting it, but there's still questions about how the bill will affect lower-income Utahns. I'm KSL News Radio, Kelly Pierce.
Second, one person is dead after a semi-truck rolled and caught fire overnight along I-84 in Weber Canyon.
Third, keeping an eye on how the roads are doing this morning to get you started. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
And that semi-fire is what's affecting traffic right now. I-84 near Peterson. It is eastbound right now that's having the biggest difficulty, but there's just not that much traffic. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mix of sun and clouds, high temperatures, topping out at 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
31 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. This morning, those pushing the case against President Trump will announce two articles of impeachment on Capitol Hill. The first, abuse of power. The second, obstruction. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler at the end of Monday's hearings.
There is a constitutional remedy for a president who undermines our national security and our elections, who puts his own interests before those of the country. That remedy is impeachment.
Ranking Member Doug Collins.
These facts are undisputed. The very nature of the fact that I say I disagree and you say you don't is a disputed fact. These are disputed facts. It'll be the first impeachment that is partisan on facts that are not agreed to.
A vote before the full House is expected before Christmas. The Justice Department Inspector General releasing a report on why the FBI launched the Trump-Russia probe in the first place.
The Inspector General found that the origins, the launch of the Russia investigation was legally sound, that it met the Justice Department standards in terms of evidence, and that it was carried out appropriately, at least at the beginning. And the FBI director agreed with that finding. I asked him directly if he thought that the FBI had been unfair to the Trump campaign. He said he did not.
ABC's Pierre Thomas says the report also found, though, several procedural mistakes made by the FBI. President Trump meeting at the White House today with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
When the president met with Lavrov in 2017, he ignited a firestorm by disclosing intelligence information to the Russians that had been supplied by Israel. That meeting was closed to White House reporters while Russian state media was allowed in.
ABC's Karen Travers at the White House. Passengers aboard the Royal Caribbean cruise ship off the coast of New Zealand knowing that six died and eight tourists are still unaccounted for after the volcano on White Island.
Just the actual atmosphere, even when you went for breakfast this morning, there was just, it was very morbid.
There's an investigation underway into why people were allowed onto the island with recent volcanic activity. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Russian President Vladimir Putin met with the president of Ukraine for the first time at a summit in Paris.
Joining us live from London is ABC News correspondent Tom Rivers. Tell us more about this meeting, Tom, if you would.
Yeah, I tell you, I mean, this thing's been stalemated now for, what, about 4 years? So just getting Putin around a table with the new leader of Ukraine, that's a positive move. And I guess if you can look at this from afar and say, is it half full or half empty, I guess it's more full than empty. Let's go over some of the main salient points. The two agreed on things like exchange of prisoners. That's okay. That's good. They agreed to pull back troops in other areas in the eastern part of the contentious area of Ukraine. Clear landmines, that's a good thing. Also remove fortifications. They did not agree, though, on a timetable for local elections or the control of the borders in the rebel-held region in the east. But they did agree to meet in 4 more months. So that's something good. That's something that we haven't seen for a very, very long time indeed.
Help us understand, if you can, what the Russians are asking for on the part of Ukraine here. I've been refreshing my memory on how this whole thing started, and I guess it goes back to 2013 when there was an offer to sign a deal that would, I guess, put the Ukraine on the pathway to becoming a member of the EU, and Russia sort of took offense to that.
Yeah, well, it goes back to the revolution in Ukraine, and the eastern part, the industrialized kind of the old industry part, has always felt that its heart belongs to Russia. They looked to Moscow for leadership, not to Kiev. And you always had that split between the western part of Ukraine and the eastern part. So in essence, kind of part of the Minsk agreement going back to 2014, it kind of envisioned having a semi-autonomous eastern part of Ukraine, giving them a lot more leeway, given the fact that they don't look westward, they look eastward. And that is back on the front burner now. So that is positive. We'll see what happens. And it has to do with the people there wanting to, if you will, cast a different path than we're seeing in the West, the pro-leaning part of Ukraine.
Just before we let you go, Tom, does that mean that the border of Ukraine is being debated?
No, I don't think that. I think what it will boil down to is, you know, it will be all inclusive, but you would then they say, you know, look, so, you know, the local laws are going to be different in the eastern part of the country as compared to the western side. So you have to find that fine balance, and it's not easy, but trying to find that fine balance in between, I guess, is going to be the magic key solution to this very, very vexing problem.
Well, it almost sounds like East and West Germany back in the day with the wall, but we sure appreciate your helping us sort all this out, Tom. From London, ABC News correspondent helping us out on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
519. Let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, I-15 starts off in great shape this morning with no crashes, no delays into Salt Lake City. Going north from Orem, you should get there in a little less than 35 to 40 minutes. And it's the same story, about 30 minutes or less from Ogden, 31st Street to downtown 600 North. 5600 West, a little slow out by the railroad tracks near 900 South, and I-84 affected by an overnight semi-rollover and fire near Peterson. Toyota Bountiful, their gift to you this holiday season, more than the max on your trades. Get the most for your vehicle in Bountiful. Toyota Bountiful, they'll put a smile on your face. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's Grant Wayman in the Weather Center this morning, and he's got a peek at your seven-day forecast.
Big sun and clouds today. High temperatures topping out at 41. Clouds tomorrow, 42, and a slight chance of rain and snow showers. And then a lot of clouds again on Thursday, high 42. Rain and snow showers enter the picture on Friday. The high temperature of that day, 40 degrees. Snow possible on Saturday, 36. More snow showers possible Sunday, 33. Then mostly sunny skies Monday. It's colder, high at 31. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
31 downtown. We didn't get a chance to ask him, but is Crimea just gone? Is that beyond the point of negotiation? Are they never going to get Crimea back?
Yeah, I don't know. And the idea that one government, one Ukraine government, can somehow allow people on the west side of the tracks to act and be allegiant to these ideals, and the folks on the east side of the tracks be allowed to do something. I don't know how you oversee that.
Because it sounds like the people in eastern Ukraine do feel they are allegiant more to Russia than to Ukraine in some regard. But they're going to stay in. It's not going. The border itself will not change. They'll just be more, according to Tom, more eastward leaning. So how would you have a law for the country of Ukraine, but allow them to have some sort of localized direction? That would be
how does a government navigate?
I don't know.
One government.
It would almost seem easier to change the border, but that would be I'm glad.
Hence the negotiations and the struggle for an understanding.
At least they're talking. Talking is better than shooting.
That's true. Although it sounds like the shooting continues, and both you and I raised an eyebrow about the numbers. 14,000 people have died in this conflict.
Idea. Did you know that?
I didn't know there was that many.
14,000
We did hear a little of that, however, in the impeachment inquiry from people like Fiona Hill. She was throwing out numbers like that toward the end of that week-long inquiry process.
That is when we realized that the getting of aid to Ukraine was that crucial. I had no idea.
Yeah. Your question of Crimea is interesting, though. If you look at the map, Crimea is not even on the border.
No, it's an island. I knew that.
Yeah, it's just an island. And so why was that the spot that was chosen to be taken?
I know, it's a hot property.
Oceanfront vacation spot, maybe,
I guess,
huh?
Yes, so, yeah.
It looks like the markets are taking a bit of a hit this morning. We'll get an update of that for you. As we always, keep an eye on your money news at 25 and 55 past the hour. Stay there.
Holiday Magic, brought to you by Shane Company.
A ring with a vibrant London blue topaz, because she loves the ocean, and that's where you met.
A natural pearl strand, because she's a natural beauty.
A gold coin pendant, because you wish her the best on her new adventure.
The magic of Shane Company jewelry is that it allows you to capture your story with something that will last forever. Each of these great gifts from our holiday collection is under $500. Our non-commissioned sales team is warm and welcoming. We'll help you find perfect gifts.
Hi, I'm Tom Shane. One of my favorites this year is our stylish diamond bar necklace with a row of four hand-matched diamonds for $390. It's elegant and something she can wear every day.
Come in and unwrap the magic of jewelry.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 8, close Sunday, and online at shaneco.com.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
A new report says the military lied. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, the Washington Post reports the U.S. government lied to the American people about the progress of the Afghan war over the past 18 years. Documents obtained after a two-year Freedom of Information Act lawsuit showed data was altered to show progress in the war where none was being made. Correspondent Matt Small says the Inspector General report on Afghan reconstruction is condemning.
According to the Post, John Sopko admits the documents show the American people have constantly been lied to.
The Pentagon has responded saying they never intentionally lied to Congress or the American people about progress in the nation's longest war. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, two dozen state attorneys general are asking the Federal Trade Commission to implement better online protections for children. The group says companies are collecting information on children right now, and that information will be used for years to come.
KSL Drives brought to you by UCCU's BuyerRelax Auto Loans. China's auto sales sank 5.4% in November, putting the biggest global auto market on track to shrink for a second year. That slump is squeezing automakers around the world that are under pressure to invest in electric vehicle technology.
The head of the Federal Aviation Administration will be testifying before Congress this week to answer questions if his agency is too cozy with Boeing. The FAA is getting ready to decide if the Boeing 737 MAX jets can return to the air after being grounded following two deadly crashes. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
To see whether part of the problem might have been that the FAA was too cozy with Boeing, and that may have somehow been related to what led to the problem.
There is a real battle behind the scenes governmentally, and of course it just in business terms between Airbus and Boeing, and you do see that governments in many cases are taking sides because it has to do with the overall economy and manufacturing for individual countries. The Dow futures down 100 points, and they say it's because U.S.-China trade deal unlikely this week. The Dow futures right now off 112. The S&P is down 11. The NASDAQ futures down about 36.
Hey, it's not Monday.
that's one way to look at it.
It's Tuesday. We're moving right along, and we'll check traffic and weather together coming up next.
Modernization today has the products you need to modernize your workplace, like the Office DJ.
Let his fatigue-shattering beats fill every corner of your office with productive vibes.
At CDW, we get an Office DJ won't modernize productivity. You need Dell Latitude laptops, the world's most secure, manageable, and reliable laptops built to help your workforce stay productive from anywhere. Dell and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/dellclient.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Visit KSL.com/win to win KSL's big gift giveaway. You can win tickets to the Shen Yun 2020 World Tour, February 25th through March 25th at Eccles Theater. Or win a gift certificate from Dave's Bernina, the number one Bernina dealer in the country on Center Street in Provo. You could also win a Smith & Edwards gift card, Smith & Edwards in Ogden, and now in West Jordan. So enter the big gift giveaway today at KSL.com/win.
It's like Doug at the movie show. Steve, going to be out again on Friday. They'll be at my hearing centers where you can learn about the amazing new Signia X hearing aid and find out how you could win a free pair from my hearing centers. 529. Let's get another peek at how the roads are doing this morning. A little barbecue going on out there. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. But it's a truck, not a car, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's a semi, and it was near the Peterson exit, about milepost 96 on I-84, just past Mountain Green, but before you get to Morgan as you head east. So far, minor delays only because there's so little traffic in the canyon right now. Traffic on I-15 has yet to see any backups. Got a minor crash over on 215's west belt. It's just after the Maverick Center as you go north. Got the right shoulder that's blocked off. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's find out about the forecast for today. How warm do we get? Over to you, Grant.
Plenty of sun mixing with some cloud cover today, and high temperatures going to be about like it has been lately, about 41. 42 tomorrow with clouds and a slight, very slight chance of rain and snow showers tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It's 31 degrees.
Got a new crash on the freeway in Midvale. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
A Utah figure skating official has been charged for enticing a teenage girl.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. John?
Amanda, the former president of Salt Lake figure skating, Matthew Gregory Shepard, was also a youth teacher at his church. Police say from late October to mid-November, he used the online name Fun Daddy and engaged in conversation with an undercover cop posing as a 13-year-old girl. The charging documents indicate that he sent several explicit messages to the undercover cop and expressed a desire to be intimate with the teen girl. According to the Deseret News, he was charged yesterday with first, second, and third degree felonies, all connected to enticing a minor. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A man is in jail this morning accused of breaking into a West Valley home and firing a gunshot.
First victim was woken up. He was kind of slow to react to the suspect's demands, so he was actually pistol whipped. The other roommate was awoken by the noise and was able to calm the suspect down and take him outside.
Police Lieutenant Shane Matheson says while talking to a second resident in the car, a suspect pulled a gun, fired one time, and missed. Matheson says the suspect was arrested later at his home and he was very drunk.
Police say they caught two porch pirates in Cedar City who also had hundreds of IDs and credit cards with them. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, these two called Lance Mann and Ashley Huddy were arrested in a Cedar City hotel room. A picture from police shows a table full of IDs and credit cards and even a machine to make more. The FBI is now involved because they believe there are hundreds of victims from many different states. Officers say the pair are not from Utah but may have been stealing packages around the area. The hotel called police because they smelled drugs in the room. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Quick look at the weather now with Grant. Seasonal temperatures across the Wasatch Front today, highs in the lower 40s. There's a slight chance of showers for tomorrow.
A better chance of showers, though, on Friday as the storm system comes in, and it looks like it'll initially bring us both rain showers and some snow showers on Friday, but then it gets colder for the weekend. We're back to highs in the 30s for Saturday and Sunday, and in those days, it looks like some snow showers will move back in.
Grant says there will be some haze building back up tomorrow and Thursday, but it shouldn't be as bad as last week. And the storms this weekend should clear things out again.
House Democrats are expected to bring two counts against the president. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress said to be the two articles of impeachment to be announced by House Democrats this morning against President Trump. Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler.
I am struck by the fact that my Republican colleagues have offered no serious scrutiny of the evidence at hand.
Republicans say there is no evidence, only innuendo. That announcement about 7 o'clock our time. A report from the Justice Department Inspector General finding plenty of errors and omissions, but no political bias in launching the Russia probe into the Trump campaign. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham disagrees.
The system not only got off the rails, but in my view, became a criminal enterprise.
A criminal investigation is now underway into FBI conduct, despite the IG's report. It's called the Ice Bucket Challenge. Well, the man who came up with the fundraiser for ALS has died. Pete Frates was 34. He was a star college baseball player, then later diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease. The funeral for Frates is Friday in Massachusetts. And Chile reports a C-130 military transport is missing with 38 aboard as it headed to Antarctica. The Chilean Air Force says the plane is presumed crashed. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Two dozen state attorneys general are asking the Federal Trade Commission to implement better online protections for children. The bipartisan group submitted a letter to the FTC yesterday. They're calling for stronger rules, especially for personal information from children under 13. The attorneys general want the agency to clamp down on collecting information on kids for behavioral advertising and to examine how federal rules apply to school-issued laptops that are free as long as companies can collect information.
Senator Mike Lee has met with President Trump to push for school choice.
Senator Mike Lee calls it educational pluralism, and in a statement he says it's different than picking where a child goes based on where they live. The statement says, quote, community preferences and values may be better reflected in the education children receive, end quote. The Deseret News reports it would give states a lot more flexibility on how they spend federal money. Lee spoke with the president and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos at the White House about it. However, Democrats say Lee's proposal is dead on arrival. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, Donovan Mitchell is taking the latest jazz loss very personally.
And KSL traffic.
Got a vehicle fire on southbound I-15 now in Midvale. That one's got the two right lanes blocked near 7200 South on the main flow and backing traffic to 215. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL quarters for Christmas time now, 535.
Debbie Dujanovic.
Doctors saying with air quality like this, kids under five should stay inside.
Co-host of Dave and Dujanovic.
Your reaction.
Double extra, don't even you dare go outside.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Sarah's complex is right here, Riverstone Apartments. Do you have the gate code?
No. Do you have the gate code?
No, just follow that guy's car in. We can beat the gates.
Good call.
Whoa, these things are really fast.
No matter how it happened, Caliber Collision makes it like it never did. With high-quality repairs, faster than ever, we restore the rhythm of your life. Yeah. Caliber Collision.
How do we get your car out of here?
I don't know. Do you have the gate code?
TSA is now hiring part-time officers at Wendover Airport starting at $19.86 an hour. Join them for a TSA presentation and application assistance event on December 10th from 1 to 4 p.m. at West Wendover City Hall on North Gene L. Jones Way. Apply at tsajobs.tsa.dhs.gov. Call 1-877-872-7990 or text TSO to 95495. TSA is an equal opportunity employer. U.S. citizenship required.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Let's talk sports for a minute. Another loss for the Jazz last night at home, by the way, and Donovan Mitchell is pointing fingers at himself.
A lot of it's on me, you know. A lot of it's just trying to find ways to, A, find guys who are open, lead guys on the defensive end, you know, talk, communicate. Like, I take a lot of this on myself.
Yeah, it's as much the defense that's lacking right now as it is the offense. But the Jazz lost 104-90 to the Oklahoma City Thunder at Vivint Arena. The Jazz head to Minnesota for a game tomorrow night, then return home to face Golden State on Friday. The Jazz have lost six out of their last eight games.
It just seemed to be out of their groove that they had early on.
Yeah, they're still trying to figure out how to play as a team. You know, we had a lot of new parts to this puzzle.
Right.
And they said early on that any win we can get early in the season when we're trying to figure that out is icing on the cake, or should be later anyway.
They'll get there. We're getting an updated estimate now of the cost of the 12 days of Christmas.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me the biggest bargain out of the whole 12 days. So says PNC Bank's annual 12 Days of Christmas Index.
The two turtle doves were down 20% on a year-over-year basis. That's definitely the biggest discount.
Chief Investment Officer Amanda Agati says they've been doing this for more than 30 years.
This year, we only had a 0.2% increase in the cost of the index.
But not the bling.
The five golden rings are actually the Scrooge of the season. They are up the most on a year-over-year basis, about 10%.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
All right, first, it cracks me up that they go through the effort to do this every year. But secondly, I don't know how they come up with the cost on these things. It's like when they told us that you could get a full Thanksgiving dinner for under $50.
Right.
And the turkey that I bought cost me 20-something by itself. I don't know where they get these stats. A pet mayor will be sworn into office in Salt Lake County today. Yes, Dexter the Beagle won last month's vote for political mayor of Salt Lake County Animal Services. The campaign raises money for foster dogs and surgery costs for injured animals. Now, as mayor, Dexter will be a spokesdog for the shelter to help share the importance of pet adoption and spaying and neutering. I'll look forward to us holding his first press conference.
He's an independent, by the way.
Okay.
He doesn't go Democrat or Republican.
Right.
5:39, another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Back over to you, Andy.
And right now I'm watching some slowdowns on southbound I-15 in Midvale. It's a vehicle fire that's blocked off the right two lanes. A little bit of water has run across the road into the left lanes as well. This is only affecting the main flow on I-15. Those of you switching from 215 to southbound 15, you are unaffected for a change. For those of you going north, no delays in Salt Lake County. We had a crash over on the right shoulder northbound on the west belt just after the Maverick Center, but no slowing from that. And that earlier semi-fire near Peterson on I-84 still affecting eastbound lanes of traffic. At IFA's last minute sale, take 20% off all women's and kids apparel and 20% off all men's shirts. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant says what we're looking for temperature-wise today, pretty much seasonal normal.
It's a sun of clouds today. High temperatures about 41. We're up 42 tomorrow with clouds and a slight chance of showers. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Below the freezing mark this morning. What were we, 37, I think, yesterday to start the day? It's 31 downtown.
A man who had an amazing idea. It was a simple idea. Raised millions of dollars for ALS. Passed away. We're going to tell you a little bit more about his story coming up in a moment right here on KS on his radio.
Look forward to the story next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks for waking up on this Tuesday morning with Utah's news station. So much time thinking about what we're going to buy everybody else this holiday season. How about getting something for you, like that Honda you've been wanting? I have loved driving this Civic Coupe, and I want to say thank you to Mike up at Young Auto Mall in Logan. This new Civic has a sleek profile that makes it so sporty, and it comes with all the things you think of with Honda, their Honda Sensing Suite technology that protects you and your family. My family also loves the AutoPlay and Android Auto Plus satellite navigation system. There are a lot of reasons why this was Kelley Blue Book's 2019 Best Buy for a compact car.
And, you know, this is the time of year to get a really good deal on a new car. I had a chance to drive the new Accord from Ken Garf downtown. Thank you, Wayne. And now I own an Accord, an older Accord, and when it's my turn to get a new car, I am going for the new Accord. They even have a hybrid version, but it's just so comfortable on the inside. It's like a luxury car without the luxury price, and it has won all the awards too because it's a Honda.
Merry Christmas to you. The more you compare, the more you know. It's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Let me say that again. There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. And these strategies could mean tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Learn how you could take advantage of these strategies and get more from your Social Security benefits with a free, customized analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, who's been featured on ABC, NBC, and Fox News. To get this free Social Security analysis, you must be one of the first 10 callers right now at 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
So it's Tuesday morning and you feel like texting us just to say hello. That is allowed. Only if you're not driving, of course.
Yeah, right.
Or if it's safe for you to do so. The Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line is 57500.
KSL quarters for Christmas time, now 5:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, the former president of the Salt Lake Figure Skating is accused of enticing a minor. Matthew Gregory Shepard is accused of sending explicit messages to an undercover officer he thought was a 13-year-old girl.
Second, the Utah Jazz are in a slump. They've lost 6 out of their last 8 games, including a loss last night to Oklahoma City at Vivint Arena, 104-90.
Rub it in, rub it in. Third, let's see what the roads look like. Brought to you by Mount America's Visa Triple Rewards.
We've got some southbound lane restrictions on I-15 in Midvale near 7200 South. That's because of a vehicle fire. Crews are still on the scene and have the two right lanes blocked. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a sun and clouds, high temperatures, topping out at 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
31 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
House Democrats will hold an announcement this morning in which they will lay out the charges they're filing against President Trump. ABC senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega says two articles of impeachment are expected to be filed.
Sources telling ABC News the charges have not been finalized, but they will likely focus on obstruction and abuse of power. The move sets the stage for the House Judiciary Committee to publicly take up the articles for debate and approval as soon as Thursday.
After a full day of arguments for and against impeachment before the House Judiciary Committee, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi convened the Intelligence and Judiciary Chairman in her office last night. House Republicans say the whole thing is just a partisan sham. President Trump, asked if he had been paying attention, said,
I watch a little bit, very little. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace to our country. It's a hoax. And it should never, ever be allowed to happen again.
With continuing coverage, the House impeachment inquiry. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The man who inspired the ice bucket challenge that swept the country has lost his battle with ALS.
ABC's Will Reeves says he leaves behind a legacy of courage and inspiration.
He was the driving force behind the movement that flooded our social media feeds. Pete Frates, once a Boston College baseball star, at just 27 years old, diagnosed with ALS, becoming an advocate and a hero.
For a young guy like myself to be diagnosed, hopefully I can use my youth and the networks that I'm part of to promote some awareness.
Galvanizing the Ice Bucket Challenge in 2014 to raise money and awareness for ALS.
I'm proud to take the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Touching everyone from Bill Gates to Oprah, to those of us at GMA. The challenge raising hundreds of millions of dollars to help fight the progressive terminal condition, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, that slowly ravages physical functions. Bringing profound hope for the future for people like Sarah Olson. She's being treated with Radicava, one of only two treatments available to ALS patients. It was fast-tracked and approved in part because of the Ice Bucket Challenge.
That's helping. Yeah, that's months on my life that because of Pete, I have that chance.
Frates lived a full life in the years after his diagnosis, marrying his love, Julie, who participated in the Ice Bucket Challenge while pregnant with their daughter, Lucy, an event the little girl would soon recall with pride.
When mommy dumped water on her hand when she had her black dress on, I was actually there.
Pete Frates died at 34 years old. His name, his impact, and his legacy will live forever. Tributes to Frates have been coming in from everywhere since he died, and one that perhaps he and his family would be most proud of. The ALS Association tweeting that Pete Frates changed the trajectory of ALS forever and showed people how to live with a fatal disease. I think he showed people how to live, period.
We got a text to Tim that said, my brother-in-law has ALS. At first, it was a devastating diagnosis for the family, but now he is one of the happiest people I know. He loves to be able to still be mobile with a scooter and raise his 4 children. He's had the diagnosis for almost 2 years now.
Boy, and you look at this story that we just shared with Mr. Frates, who started this whole Ice Bucket Challenge. Two things come to mind to me. First of all, how powerful things like the internet can be when it's used for good. But secondly, it's easy to account for the money that's been raised because of something like the Ice Bucket Challenge, but impossible to measure the impact that it's had on individuals' lives
right.
who were inspired by him and such a young age, too.
One idea, an idea I'm just going to pour water on my head and I'm going to film it and see if that just... And it just hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
There's a funeral mass that'll be held on Friday of this week, and a celebration of life, they say, will be held at a later date. But tough story. But, boy, what an inspiration. That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45. 5:49. That's our quarters for Christmas time, and that means it's time for another peek at an early morning commute here for a Tuesday. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards, and we say good morning again to Mr. Farnsworth.
Good morning, Tim, and good news a little bit for those of you going south on I-15 in Midvale. They've reopened one of the two right lanes that were blocked for the vehicle fire. There is a bunch of water that has now kind of spread across the road, so traffic going just a tiny bit slow down near 7200 south, but the backups that we had are clear. Still seeing some delays on 5600 west by a slow-moving train at the tracks at 900 south. Still have the crash on 215's west belt northbound just after the Maverick Center, and then traffic on I-84 heading east from Mountain Green towards Morgan, still being forced off at the Peterson exit and then allowed right back on because of that fatal semi-crash. Your guests will notice and your toes will thank you. Call Zero Res for a holiday carpet cleaning. Get $33 per room, and your fourth room is free. December only. Happy holidays from Zero Res. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast. Is there any snow in there anywhere? Over to you, Grant.
Partly cloudy all in all today. High temperatures at 41. We're at 42 tomorrow with clouds and a slight chance of showers. Then clouds on Thursday, 42. Rain and snow back into the picture on Friday. High of 40. Snow showers possible Saturday, 36. Could see some more snow on Sunday, 33. And then sunshine Monday, 31. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 31 downtown.
I don't know if we have time to do this, but at some point this morning, remind me to tell and share the story of St. John's Properties, which is a commercial real estate firm. They have offices all across the country, but they have 9 employees in Utah. And they just had their Christmas party, and everybody got a little red envelope.
A little red envelope?
You want me to tell it now?
I think we have a little time.
All right. So they have their Christmas party this year for St. John Properties. Only 9 workers here in Utah.
Yeah.
They got the surprise of a lifetime after the company's founder, and I hope the boss is listening, announced the company is giving a $10 million bonus
what?
To divide amongst their 198 employees. So what does that mean? It means the average employee is getting $50,000, but the size of the bonus depends on the employee's tenure and years of service. Some employees getting six-figure bonuses upwards of $250,000.
I just got chills. I just got chills.
During the holiday party, each employee was given a red envelope which contained the amount of their bonus. Employees, in tears, obviously, say they're going to use the money to pay their mortgages, send their kids to college, and take some dream vacations.
Now, isn't that something? Companies actually sharing the wealth with the people who made the company the money that it's enjoying.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, Tim.
Is the boss listening?
Yeah. Inspire.
Speaking of money, we'll see how your investments are doing this morning. Maybe we can all have a little Christmas cheer. That's next. My youngest son just moved out on his own, and we're struggling to think about what to get him for the holidays. I hope he's not listening right now, but we were thinking the gift of meat. Omaha Steaks would be a great gift this holiday season.
It would, and Omaha Steaks has a terrific offer for a limited time. You just go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code KSL in the search bar to order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99.
Order now, and they will get 4 6-ounce bacon wrap filet mignon, 4 premium pork chops, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak signature seasoning packet, and a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board. All that food plus a free cutlery set they'll enjoy for years to come for only $69.99.
Omaha Steaks are the most tender, the most flavorful, and you can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Don't wait. If you want to take advantage of this offer and get your gift there before the holidays are over, go to omahasteaks.com, type KSL into the search bar to order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today.
Here's an unexpected holiday surprise. A flash sale on all earrings at Diamonds Direct. This weekend, 25% off. This is something we never do, but we made a last-minute decision. All earrings marked down an incredible 25%. Diamond studs. Diamond hoops. Colored gemstone earrings. All included. It is one truly epic earring event. What woman doesn't love a nice pair of diamond stud earrings for Christmas? Make it happen this weekend and save an unprecedented 25%. Special financing available too. Friday through Sunday only and only at Diamonds Direct. We'll be right back. Diamonds Direct's just decided to squeeze in one more incredible event before Christmas. A flash sale on all earrings. This weekend. Yes! Save an unprecedented 25% off all earrings at Diamonds Direct. Get Diamonds Direct's unbeatable price plus an extra 25% savings. All diamond studs are included. So this is huge. Special financing too. Guys, you can never go wrong with a nice pair of diamond stud earrings. And you've never seen prices this low. It's Friday through Sunday only. A truly epic earring event at Diamonds Direct.
6400 South.
How can we explain the growing anticipation, the silence that descends as the conductor lifts his baton, the first notes that carry you away, or how the sound of a full choir backed by the Utah Symphony leaves you speechless? Truth is, we can't. It's something you have to feel for yourself. The Utah Symphony performs a celebration of Christmas with the Utah Chamber Artists December 13th and 14th at Abravanel Hall. Get your tickets starting at $20 at utahsymphony.org.
Year 5 begins with new faces, old foes, and the biggest battle yet in Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix in concert. Be spellbound as the Utah Symphony performs Nicholas Hooper's unforgettable score with the full movie on the big screen. Don't miss this magical live concert event. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix in concert with the Utah Symphony. December 19th, 20th, and 21st at Abravanel Hall. For tickets, visit utahsymphony.org.
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, December 19th through the 21st. For tickets, utahsymphony.org.
Quick look at KSL Drives here, brought to you by UCCU's BioRelax Auto Loans. Japanese regulators are looking to fine Nissan $22 million. This comes after the company was accused of underreporting compensations for its former chairman.
Right now, it's time for Cougar Tracks, and here is Mitch Harper.
BYU basketball has played one of the toughest schedules in all of college hoops to this point of the season. The challenging games have left BYU with a 7-4 record at this point, but things aren't slowing down as Mark Pope and his program welcome in the Nevada Wolfpack tonight at the Marriott Center. The Wolfpack are coached by a familiar face to Cougar fans and former New Mexico head coach Steve Alford.
He's a great coach. Man, he's a good coach. He's a really, really good coach, and he's going to do great things there. It's unbelievable what Nevada's done. Ever since Trent Johnson, what was it, 20 years ago, they've just kind of put together coach after coach after coach. It's been unbelievable. And he certainly is. I mean, he fits in that group exactly.
BYU versus Nevada tips off at 7 p.m., and you can listen to the game right here on KSL News Radio with coverage beginning at 6 o'clock. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
When you're looking for extra cash for the holidays, where do you look? Under the couch cushion? Maybe a car seat. Do you spend half the day going through your old coats looking for cash? Think about visiting your American United Federal Credit Union. New members earn up to $550 with an active checking account, direct deposit, and an auto loan. American United can often refinance your current auto loan with a much lower rate, even if you've been denied elsewhere. They also specialize in debt consolidation to free up even more cash every month. Spruce up your holiday with American United and the new member cash rewards at lower rates. Visit amucu.org for details and locations near you. That's amucu.org. American United Federal Credit Union is insured by NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Membership required upon approved credit.
Save hundreds, even thousands, during the holiday piano sale at the Piano Gallery Superstore in Murray. It's the biggest sale of the year at the largest piano showroom in Utah. Save big on grands, uprights, digitals, and players. Top brand names like Yamaha, Kanabi, Clavinova, and Disclavier. Instant financing available with 0% interest. Limited quantities available, so hurry in for best selection during the holiday piano sale. This week only at the Piano Gallery Superstore, I-15 and 53rd South.
Winter driving has already turned crazy.
10 troopers' vehicles were hit during the recent storms.
Road closures and slick highways are just starting.
Northbound and southbound I-15 closed.
Everything shut down both directions as a precaution.
There's also a ton of headaches along city streets.
UHP is calling last weekend horrendous on the roads.
Utah's one source for updates on severe weather and triple team traffic. Listen mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
5:59. Let's get get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, a little bit of good news on southbound I-15. They've got down to only one lane blocked at 7200 South, where we had the vehicle fire earlier. But it sounds like they might do a main flow slowdown of all the lanes in Murray to let everything get cleared out, and then they'll release the traffic. So if you get caught in a little bit of a southbound slowdown between 53rd and 7200 South, that's probably the reason. We've got some Southgate delays at Hill Air Force Base, Hillfield Road, and SR 193. Still have eastbound I-84 blocked at the Peterson exit. They'll force you off the freeway and then let you right back on. Audiences call The Fighting Creature beyond good, a must-see, and a masterpiece. Own your copy of T.C. Christensen's best film yet, The Fighting Preacher. DVD is only $16.99 at Seago Book. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look at these temperatures. They'll be 40s, it looks like, for the next 3 or 4 days. That's the lead-up to another round of storm activity that's coming. And 7 days from now, we'll trim about 10 degrees off of that for a high. No chance of any precipitation today. The next best chance coming on Friday.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good morning, KSL News Time.